Do you like having a strange man with you everywhere you go and waiting for you outside? It might sound posh, but it really isn't. It's a huge inconvenience.
That's Iman Al-Nahjan. She's a blogger from Saudi Arabia.
And I'm lucky. I have my own personal driver, even though I don't want him. I want to have the right to not have him. But there are lots of women who have huge difficulties, even in the simplest errand. There's a whole lot of begging involved, or trying to find a driver, or going out in the hot sun, stopping a taxi. And why? Just because we're women?
The Women to Drive movement is not new in Saudi Arabia, but with the rise of social networking and online video sharing, it's been gaining momentum. Recently, 32-year-old Manal Al-Sharif tried to get the ball rolling on a much larger scale. She was one of the creators of a Facebook event page encouraging women to drive their own cars on June 17. She also did an interview with CNN and posted a video of how to participate in the event. As a result of this, she was arrested and sentenced to 5 days in prison. She should have been released on Thursday. Iman has been reporting on the events surrounding Manal Al-Sharif and the Women to Drive campaign.
The latest news is that her term has been extended for another 10 days.
And have they given any reason for that?
No, not really. They just say that they need to investigate more.
Is another thing that's been reported here, is it true that there is actually no law against women driving?
There is a statement that was made by the Interior Ministry in 1990, but there was a whole system implemented a year later, which cancels out everything before. Plus, you have in 2000, we signed the SEDAW agreement, the international agreement to eliminate any discrimination against women. And another thing is that we have a much more recent transportation laws, and none of them refer to women at all about banning women to drive.
So what grounds has she been arrested then?
You don't really need grounds to be arrested in Saudi Arabia. If they want to investigate you, they just take you and investigate you.
And what kind of person is Manal Al-Sharif?
Manal is a very intelligent, educated woman who's 32, mother of a 5-year-old boy. I don't know her personally, but everything that I do know about her seems to point to a very upstanding woman who's a role model to other Saudis and women all around the world.
What's the June 17 event all about?
It was a date that was chosen randomly, and that all women should just go out and drive. There's no demonstration, no protest, nothing. Just a date to start.
What kind of opposition has there been to the event?
Mostly Islamist opposition, that women driving will lead to corrupting our society, that it'll change everything, and things like that.
And how has this opposition been demonstrated?
Sermons on Friday. Sheikhs uploading audio clips and video clips to YouTube, and writing, you know, in the newspapers. Plus, there's Facebook pages that are made by average Saudis saying that they refuse to allow women to drive, and that if the government doesn't stop them, they will take things into their own hands, and they will hit women who drive, and will stand in their way in any way possible.
Okay, so do you think the movement will continue, and women will get out there and try and drive?
Yeah, I know that we will drive. It's just a matter of time.